The Home Show with Tom Tynan podcast is made possible thanks to our partners like Abacus Plumbing. Finally, professionals you can count on.
I'm a hard-working man, working man.
Good morning, Houston. Let's get you from to-do to done right now.
I can ride rope, a hammer and paint, do things with my hands that most men can't. I'm a hard-working man.
You're listening to Home Show Radio, Houston's 31-year tradition for help with repairs, remodeling, and restoration. Here's your home improvement go-to guy, Tom Tynan.
And we start hour number three of Home Show Radio, 713-572-4610, and we'll talk. Let's start with Charles. Charles, you're on Home Show Radio.
Yes, Tom. How you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I stay down here in Texas City. I'm very close to the dike. Got a brick home that was built in the 50s. And I have a problem with, I guess you call it condensation, and more so in the summertime when you're running the air. But when you wake up in the morning, all the window panes, the door panes on the doors are full of condensation. And sometimes in the summer, like if we leave and have everything off, you come back, even condensation on the tile floors. So what I do a lot of times, because my family have a lot of allergies, I get some water and bleach or something to kind of like wipe around the windowsill. Is there anything I can do to stop that or prevent that or slow it down?
Do you have window units or central AC?
Central.
Do you use it? Is it running?
Yeah, central AC and central heat.
Right, so you use it, you're there and you use it regularly. And you're getting condensate on the inside of the window in the summertime?
It's mostly... It's on the outside.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
On the outside of the panes and stuff.
Yeah, in the summer, it should be the outside. There's nothing you can do about that. That's just, especially this year with all the humidity we had. That's just, you have aluminum windows in that home or metal windows if it's the 50s. And those things are going to get cold. And it's just like a beer can. You know, if you don't put a koozie on there, it's going to sweat in the summertime because it's cold on the inside and hot on the outside.
Okay.
So okay. Now,
I guess I just have to keep them clean, man.
Yeah. The only solution to that problem, Charles, would be window replacement.
Yeah, I figured that. Eventually, I'm gonna have to get around to doing that.
Yeah, because those windows have had their better day, but they've probably been doing that forever. It's ever since the house had central air conditioning. Because let's face it, you probably got nice and cool and comfortable in your home, and those windows get cold. And then that hot, humid air on the outside touches that cold glass just like on a Coke can or a beer can, and it causes the condensate to form and drip down. Even in my house on the north side, I'll find the windows all cloudy in the morning because I keep my house kind of cold, and I have double-paned windows. And I'll see some of them will get real foggy in the morning until the sun comes out and dries it up.
Yeah, once we had went out of town, and I believe in turning everything off, we got a little extra there right there in front of the front door, this tile. It was hot, but you could see the sweat building up on the tile, so I guess that's the same thing.
It's the same thing. The tile gets cold, and then the hot air touches it, and when hot air touches cold, it squeezes it and cools it, and during the squeezing process, the water is removed. It's called dew point, and it reaches dew point, and then it'll turn into a condensate, and then that's how you see the water.
Okay.
Carports, things like that happen all the time. People complain, and it's not water coming through. It's just being taken out of the air, just like when your air conditioner cools that air. It squeezes the water out, so the humidity goes down, and then the water goes down the drain line.
Yeah, I'm glad I didn't listen to my friend. He told me to buy this dehumidifier or something, so I'm glad I didn't go ahead and do that.
Yeah, not if it's happening on the outside in the summer. That's your big problem. Dehumidifier, if you had a problem in the wintertime, but here people don't have too much of a problem, unless, a couple days out of the year, and you get sweating on the inside of the windows, sometimes that'll happen. A dehumidifier will help that a little bit, but not the summer issue at all, no.
I appreciate it, Tom.
Yes, sir. No problem, Charles. Save your money. And don't put a dehumidifier outside. It'll never catch up. Imagine putting a dome over Houston. It'll dehumidify it. I like it. Hey, we might be able to do that. And then we can take a train around town. All right, let's see here. No cows allowed. Let's talk to John. John, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hey, Tom. How are you?
Good.
I feel like this is becoming a weekly call, but I'm a first-time homeowner, so this help from you has been invaluable.
Oh,
got a
good
question for you.
Go ahead.
We just installed a tankless hot water heater, and for better or for worse, or legal or illegal, after we passed inspection, we went back and upped the temperature from the 120 that I think you have to be residentially for inspection to 140, which was the max temp of the tankless hot water heater.
Okay.
So I'll admit I absolutely love the extra heat, but
that's
is
fine.
There any reason that I shouldn't have done that?
Yeah, on demand, I'm going to tell you why, and you can do what you want. You're fine doing it, first off. If that's just the way you like to live, that's fine. Because in a tanked water heater, I would do the same thing with a tank, not a tankless. With a tankless, the concept is this. You set it close to the way you like your showers, and then you don't even turn the cold on. You just turn the hot on. And if you need to just knock it down a little bit with the cold, that's fine, because you don't have a tank where you're trying to kill the bacteria. But now if you like the hot water for doing the dishes and stuff, then it's certainly fine to use the extra energy and just get it up there to 140. You don't want to scald yourself, but you know what the temperature is, so you got to be careful. And that's the only issue people have with that. And quite frankly, it doesn't even need to be 120. A normal shower, like a good hot shower, is around 100 to 104.
Okay. Yeah, I mean,
that's the way you save money and save water, huh?
Yeah, 120 and 140 seem hot for, you know, touching
yes.
your skin when a hot tub and stuff is normally like 105, but...
Right.
For whatever reason, that's just the setting we had to adjust it to get it kind of to get the extra heat. But there's nothing wrong
and makes
with that.
No sense that the city would pass you only if it got to be 120, because that's for a tank. That is not for a tankless. So their requirements have not caught up with technology yet. So it's a worthless thing for them to be doing. But I'm sure they're doing it just because it's on the books.
Yeah. Perfect. Okay, well, thank you.
All right, John, call me anytime. And let's see, Ideal Roofing is the company you call when you need a roof. And there you go, that's it. What if I just did all the spots like that? Yeah, call them if you need a roof. They're good. Now, I want to tell you more about them. I got stories, all these stories. I deal with these people. I know these people. I know Jimmy's a friend. I know him very well. I've known him for many years, decades. I've known him even before he was the owner of Ideal Roofing. I knew the other owners too. They've been through several different ownerships. And always, you know, I always tell you this. The other owners aren't listening. Every owner got better from the very first one on. They just improved. And now it's just like super top notch. Just in just the way they treat people, the services they have, the technologies they now have. They do it all and do it really well. And in the expansion into different areas like waterproofing patios and balconies and things like this, not just putting shingles on a roof. And that's what roofers did for years back when I met with them in 1990. But the roofing industry has changed. There's some guys out there in a pickup just banging shingles. But with Ideal Roofing, you get the warranties, you get the backing of the manufacturers of GAF. They're a GAF Master Elite Roofing Contractor. They have all the awards they've won. And I know the first thing y'all are thinking is, well, this is going to be too expensive. I just want a cheap guy to put a roof on my house. It's not a big deal. I don't need all that. Well, you do need all that. But if it's a competitive company, the prices are going to be very competitively priced. So it's not always this whole thing about, oh, well, it's on Tom's show. It's very expensive. It's not true. It's just not true. These guys don't stay in business for decades and decades being overpriced. It would be a ridiculous concept that doesn't work in our society. There's not enough fools out there to keep an overpriced company in business. I mean, they try it, but they usually don't last that long. Ideal Roofing does and has and will. 713-896-1122 for the Certified Home Show Pro of Roofing. It's Ideal Roofing. 713-572-4610. Will and I are trying to figure out, you know, the vowels and how sometimes why. And we try to figure out what word. We figured it out. It's why. Yeah, why is sometimes a vowel. Why? That's right. I like it. All right, we'll continue on. Let's talk to Gary. Gary, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hi, Tom. I have a question. It's not exactly in your wheelhouse, but I'm sure you have a good opinion. I have three rental houses or properties, and I've noticed in the last few years I'm having to renew. And I'm looking at prices going up in my area, and I hate to cut corners, but by the same token, do you have any suggestions about how to, what's the best kind of homeowner situation for, in terms of insurance for these tenants that I'm going to be having, and to protect my property as well?
Well, you should be carrying insurance on your own property, right?
Right, of course.
Yeah, they're as far as I know, and I've been a renter many times in my life, if you're a renter, you need to carry your own renter's insurance for your own belongings. That's not up to the landlord.
No. I have three properties, and I need to insure the property itself.
Oh, they're but they're not rental units.
Yeah, they are. They're rental units. Yeah, I'm not worried about the personal property. I'm worried about, you know, fire damage, et cetera.
Yeah, no, I mean, they're going to cover the house for whatever. It's not something you can say, I need this much coverage. When you call your insurance company, they're going to ask you some specifics about the property. Where it is, how big it is it brick, is it wood, is it this kind of thing. And they're going to tell you what your maximum insurance they can provide for you. You don't get to pick. People did that, they would be burning their homes down every day and insuring their homes for just outrageous prices. So, I mean, I've even tried to, can't we insure it for some more? The guy's going, no, that's it. So, you'll have to deal with your insurance agent.
Well, I was looking on the other end of it. Tom, I was looking on the other end of it. How can I reduce it? But still, for instance, property may be worth $50,000. Houses to recoup or to rebuild may be $150,000. But if you tell me probably in today's market it costs $250,000 to rebuild, I need to kind of understand how much dwelling insurance I really need to have from my home.
Well, that's when you talk to your insurance agent, and they're going to say, oh, okay, this is what you need to have. You don't really get a say-so in it. Now, I've had some people try to lower their rates because they'll say, well, if the house burns down, we don't have to replace the slab. And that's true. I had a house burned down. I did not replace the slab, but I still, it's never 100%. You know, I still had to come up with about 20% out of my own pocket to rebuild the house. Insurance never covers 100%. It's just almost impossible, but they're going to tell you in this neighborhood, this house, this is what we can cover. This is the max we can go on it. If you want to reduce it, the rate, now I did this, I went to a 2% deductible. You can play with a deductible in your case to either, you know, have less deductible or more deductible, and that will affect the price. There's also a few provisions you can put in your home, like a sewage backup provision, or of course, if you're in a floodplain, you can get extra flood insurance. That's a different policy. But there'll be a couple of things, and if you have anything in the house that's worth something to you, you can insure that. But and the renters, of course, will get their own content rental insurance.
Yeah, that helped me a lot. You kind of gave me a pointer that when you said you're building in a 20% additional cost cushion, yeah. And that's kind of what I wanted to hear. Is I didn't want to go underinsure my properties and at the risk of myself or my tenants.
Right. So your tenants probably aren't going to get affected. They're just going to have to move out if the thing burns down. But what's going to happen is you're going to insure it for the rebuilding costs. They're going to tell you what the rebuilding costs are. And I like people to know that usually the rebuilding cost is not going to cover 100%. And if you want to play with your deductible a little bit, you can lower or even raise your monthly rate on there, depending if the deductible is okay to you. I have a 2%. I don't even know if they still offer that, but I still have it. And it's good for me, but it's not good for a lot of other people.
Well, no, actually, I've kind of maxed that out. I went to 5%. So actually,
can you go to 5?
I'm taking that advantage. Yeah, because I've got the cash. And I don't want to knock on wood, but I pretty much invest in new properties, and I haven't had any trouble in the last 20 years. But that doesn't mean tomorrow. Nope. They might all, you know.
My house burned all the way down. They maxed it out, and I still had to get some money to rebuild it. And it's just because you upgrade it, you update it, you know, you start doing stuff. They almost didn't want to max it out and pay the bill because I couldn't afford the light fixtures. So I put these little keyless everywhere, and they cleared the insurance. USA was nice enough to do it. And I slowly bought light fixtures out of my pocket and hung the light fixtures as I went from room to room and moved into the house. So sometimes you got to play with it a little bit. But, yeah, I have the cash and the connections too. So that's why I have a higher one. I didn't know you could go to 5. I might just call my insurance company today and see if I can do that.
Well, maybe it's because of the number of properties I have and the business I've been doing with them. But
that could be. These all paid for?
Two are, one's not.
Okay, I was just curious if you had a mortgage on any of them because that sometimes
will. No, just one.
Okay, because that one, do you have a 5% on that one with a mortgage?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. All right.
But I'm building a new home. That's the reason I wanted to find out. They've been going up, Tom. I mean, I'm a native, too. I've been here
all my
life. I'm in my late 50s, and I've listened to you for the last 30 years, and I'm grateful for everything you have to offer. And you do a great job, more than anybody can really appreciate if they just are new listeners. But you saved us so much money through the years, and I want you to let me know that I do appreciate it a whole bunch.
Well, listen, I couldn't be paying my mortgage if I didn't have you guys listening. So you're more important to me than I am to you, that's for sure. And as far as the insurance rates go, I want everybody to know, because Hurricane Harvey did such damage to this town, everybody on the renewals are getting hit. And there's nothing anybody can do about it. I talked to an insurance guy when I renewed my mother's home. I said, my God, it's almost $1,000 more a year. He goes, it's Hurricane Harvey. I said, well, she didn't flood. Doesn't matter. And he even said, maybe someday it'll come down. And then we just both had a big laugh because it's not coming down. It's getting really bad, and Hurricane Harvey had a lot to do with it.
Well, I don't want to take too much of your time.
Yes, sir.
Actually, on one of those properties, they actually had it was only eligible for the Texas Fair Plan, which I kind of took umbrage to, because I'm a good customer and I've done everything I was supposed to do on my end, you know, improvements and that sort of thing, and safety issues, and one even has a generator, and I'm thinking that's not everything, but it's something. And it's like only Texas Fair Plan would insure it, so that was right after for me.
Wow. At least you got insurance.
Okay. I really appreciate it so much. Have a good day. Thank you so much. Have a good weekend.
I will. Thank you very much, too. And thank you for listening. You guys are incredibly important to me. 32 years I've been on the air, and I got a whole new group of listeners now, too. I've been like my third generation of listeners. I appreciate that for an old man like me. Okay. That's, not many people last 32 years in radio. You got to have something going on there. A lot of people do. In the behind the scenes and stuff, there's a lot of production and news people and stuff. They do. I guess it's true. Circle Saw, a company that's lasted more than 32 years, since 1952 or something. 54. 1954, they have been helping contractors. They started out with mainly, that's all that, there wasn't a lot of do-it-yourselfers. Well, I guess, there was. There was do-it-yourselfers back then, too. And as far as homeowners today, when it comes to tools and tool repair, tool servicing, blade sharpening, all the stuff that mainly only contractors got into, it's there for everybody. And they still do it the old-fashioned way with the sharpening of the blades and the fixing of the – if you have like a leaf blower that's gasoline-powered or something like that, they'll fix them. You don't have to throw them away. Just take it to them and have them fixed. This is the time of year when people are going to start pulling out all their toys called yard work toys, which I don't have one. I have a rake. I have a shovel. That's it. Besides that, I really don't have – I got a little pair of clippers when I prune my fruit trees. But – you're going to be pulling those things out, and they're not going to start up. Don't get mad. Don't throw them away unless you just want to buy a new toy. And if you do, go to Circle Saw and take a look what they have, and bring the other one with you. You get it running, you'll have a backup, or sell it on eBay or whatever people do. I have no idea anymore. I am totally lost in modern society, and that's fine. That's why I'm enjoying myself. Circle Saw is located at 2510 Ella Boulevard. That's just inside North Loop 610. I never get that out smooth. But it's right inside the loop there, and right at Ella. You can't miss it. It's right on the left-hand side. They've been there just helping people, same family, like I say, since 1954, where they started going to job sites, and all they did was sharpen blades on job sites because people used a lot of hand saws, and they used, they didn't go buy new blades all the time. They kept their blades sharp, and you had really what they thought was modern tools, very antiquated tools that you wouldn't even use today to build a home. It's amazing how much they got done and how little they got paid back then, like 50 cents a day maybe at the most. It was not a lot of pay back then, but the dollar was worth a lot. A loaf of bread was still 3 cents. So that's just the way it is. It's Circle Saw. Well, it's 2019, and they're still in business today, so they must be doing something right. Visit them at 2510 Ella Boulevard if you're in the need of having tools fixed, blades sharpened, or buying some of the new fun toys they have over there. 713-572-4610. That is the number to call. Let's talk to Richard. Richard, you're on Home Show Radio.
Good morning, Tom. Thanks for taking the call.
You're welcome.
I have a question. We moved into a new build house, a two-story, back in the summer of 2015. And every time we turn on the water, say to the master bath or even the laundry room, when you're sitting in the living room, you can hear the water dripping when you first turn it on. And we did have the builder come out maybe two or three times, and they said, well, I think they mentioned the CVC, if that makes sense, is expanding, and that's automatic or normal.
Yes. You hear what you're hearing is you're hearing like a ticking noise, right? Tick, 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 like that?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's your pipes expanding. It freaks everybody out. If you had a drip in your supply line, it would be spraying 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Your house would have water all over the place.
Okay, yeah, because it sounds like it's dripping, but they said, well, if it's dripping, we'd probably see like a water spot somewhere. So
it's not
sense to me every time I sit.
It wouldn't drip. It would. It would be spraying if it had a hole in it. That would allow a drip.
Very good then.
Yeah, so you're fine. It's just the way the pipes expand and tick. Even my copper pipes will do that, and make that ticking noise sometimes. It has a lot to do with how hot the water's running through it, and what the temperature is outside, and where the pipes are located. But it's annoying, and it freaks people out. But it's not a problem.
Very good, sir. And then I have one more question. Not really home, but are you available on either online, on internet, or can I like say, hey, Alexa, tune in to Tom, or can I usually just listen to you when I'm driving in my truck?
Yeah, you can. We have you can stream it. You can go to our website, and you can get it 24 hours a day if you want. Our website's homeshowradio.com, and there's also another app. It's that you can go to. And I'm not sure exactly what it is, but if you just go to our website, pardon?
Can we listen live?
You can listen live on the stream, or you can listen to past shows. Either way.
Okay. Very good, sir.
You bet.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Richard.
Yes.
I'll have to talk to Chad. There's some app that you can listen to live, too, that it's not the one that most people know about. I think they kind of probably started it, but it's something else, and it's K-Tom Radio is what Chad named it. So I have my own radio station, and you can listen live, and you can listen to podcasts. I don't know. I'll figure it out. No, you can't. We are not that group. Don't start with that, Will. Wrong. No, you can't. No, we're not part of that group. Will's, we have a producer that has a real problem, and I don't know what it is. Nobody knows what it is yet, so we're just going to leave it at that. Okay, whatever. We'll have that conversation another time. Thank you. He's talking in my headphones. TDT, these are the people you call when you do have a pinhole leak in your pipes. Okay, let's change direction of this. TDT, if you have a pinhole leak, they can come in. They can sandblast the inside of the pipe so you get all your water pressure back. That's step one. Step one is turning the water off and hooking the machinery up and drying out the pipes. They actually dry the pipes first. Then they sandblast. Then they line it with a micro layer of epoxy on the inside so the water never touches the pipe again. The holes are all filled up. And you have brand new or better than new pipes. And you don't put a hole in the wall. You don't do anything. They hook up right at the faucets, right at the, actually underneath where the sinks, they hook up to those pipes. They hook up to the tub, the showers, water heater. And they just know exactly how much epoxy's going in there by the length of pipe. And they're done in a couple days. It's a beautiful thing. So if you're thinking of repiping your home and that's your only the only way you can fix this problem, rethink it. I want you to call them, or at least visit their website. Homeshowradio.com is our website. It's free. It doesn't cost you anything to listen, to see the videos. It's all free. And you can go to the icon that says TDT and go to their website. And, it, you know, every one of our certified home show pros, it's mandatory that they have an updated website constantly to be part of the team, because that's how people get to know about you. So it's not just anybody with a dollar. There's a certain set of rules. And believe it or not, it's a good rule. We want that rule in place. And so that's part of what the agreement's all about. And so you can visit TDT online through homeshowradio.com. 713-572-4610. Let's talk to Hazel. Hazel, you're on Home Show Radio.
Good morning.
Hi.
How are you? I am a disabled senior citizen, and I own my townhouse, which is 44 years or 45 years old. Mm-hmm. The floors upstairs, when you walk across them, they creak. You can downstairs, you know where everybody is walking upstairs because it's going crunch, crunch, crunch.
Mm-hmm.
What
yes.
Is there a way to fix that?
If it's a wood frame floor, then you'll have to pull up your floor covering and nail it all down real tight. That's about all. You're not going to get it 100%, but you'll make it better. If it's
make
a townhouse that was built with a mud float and the mud float is cracking apart, that's a different story. That's a much more difficult project to do. So I don't know. In those townhouses, some of them had a mud float and didn't have just a wood floor.
Oh, I'm not sure about that part.
Yeah, I don't either.
Also, I had a leak around the bathtub, which is showing downstairs. I was wondering, I'm looking for somebody that can come help me with all these projects in here that is a reasonable price. That's, I've had some contractors come out, but they're so expensive, I can't afford them. So I'm trying to find somebody that's reasonable price that can come in and help me reshape because since I'm on disability, I can't afford to go and start over someplace else. This place is paid for.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
And I just,
but reasonably priced doesn't mean anything in the business. The price is the price, and it's all more expensive than people want to pay. So the only thing I can tell you, Hazel, is try to get your priorities, whichever is the worst problem. Like you say, your tub's leaking, call a plumber, just have that fixed. Save a little more money, then get your priorities set. Don't try to do it all at one time because it's going to overwhelm you cost-wise and everything else. But the prices, if you're dealing with reputable companies, they're all going to be the same price or close to it.
They are.
Yeah, and it's just home improvements are expensive today.
Yes, okay. All right, then. So nail the floors down, get up.
Yeah, if you're going to replace your floor covering, but I wouldn't call that a priority right now. I think a leak in a tub would be a priority.
The bathroom is the first thing that I'm trying to get worked on.
So that would be called Abacus Plumbing. Yeah, but the floors, you'll have to live with that. Abacus Plumbing, 713 Plumbing is the phone number.
713 Plumbing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I will check with them and
Just one at a time. Don't overwhelm yourself. And if you need to get some earplugs, do it for right now. It's a lot cheaper, okay? I live the same way. I had my boys brought up. They lived upstairs. My bedroom's downstairs. I knew everything they were doing all the time. They couldn't walk to the bathroom and back. I knew they were on their way to the bathroom. All I heard was squeak, 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 squeak.
Oh, my grandkids come by.
Uh-huh.
I love it then because I know when they're in my room, when they're, I know where they are.
That's it. So they can't sneak around.
Yeah.
Keep a sense of humor with it and just get the stuff that's doing any damage, like your tub, get that fixed, okay?
Yeah. Okay, then. Thanks.
Hazel, thank you for listening. 713-572-4610. We had a gentleman call earlier, which kind of concerned me. Half of his house did not have any lights on. Some parts of the house, the lights would dim down and then go off and then come back on. This would be freaking me out. I would be very nervous. And he called me and said, what do I think? I think it was his breaker panel, but I could be wrong. It could be, believe it or not, the more I think about it, it could be that his overhead, if it's an overhead service, maybe one of the wires are broken, so he's only getting half the service into the house. It could be the wind blowing it where it's shorting out at the weatherhead. I mean, there's a lot of things, but this is when you call an electrician and let them troubleshoot it. Hopefully, if that's the case, that'd be a lot cheaper for him to fix. I didn't think of that, but he might have one of his wires broken. Although sometimes if it's underground, it's not cheaper. We'll have to see. Anyway, you want to call an electrician. Right Touch Electrical are the people you call. Will and his group of people, they're all licensed electricians, will take care of this safely. And this is the kind of thing where code is important because their codes and they're redeveloped, I think, every 4 years, maybe something like that. Anyway, they'll follow all the latest and greatest National Electric Code requirements. They'll make sure that you are safe and your problem is fixed. So sometimes you don't need an electrician that often. You don't call them every day. But when you do need one, get a good one. Right Touch Electrical, the certified Home Show Pro on our list for electricians. And they're the only ones. And they do nothing but service work because that's what they're in the business to do. And everybody that uses them always says, they're so nice. They're so helpful. That's what I want to hear. Because I've used them even on my own home. When I had other guys do work and they didn't know what they were doing. And when I hooked up with Right Touch Electrical and they came out, you can tell the difference of good quality electric work and the neatness and the way they do things and the friendliness of the people. And this is the way they treat your home and everything else that you're involved with. That's Right Touch Electrical. Let's get back to the calls. Let's talk to Patrick. Patrick, you're on Sports Radio 610.
How are you doing, Tom?
I'm doing fine, sir.
I'm calling in for a friend of mine, and she's been having problems with her air conditioning. She has a two-story house, has a unit up in the attic and one downstairs for the downstairs. Well, she's had several guys come to her house, and they refill it. Just put some more Freon in there. Then after a couple weeks or a month, there's no more Freon. It's hot up there. Now they're telling her she needs a new unit. I was wondering if you could tell me who you could recommend to go to her house that, you know, somebody legitimate.
Yeah, if there's a leak and it's a persistent leak, you're not supposed to keep filling it because it's just ending up out in the environment. And that's, you hear all this environmental stuff right now, but these are some of the reasons people are going so hog wildly weird is because we're not taking care of this stuff properly and it can get out of hand. Then everybody wants to make an issue out of it and it should be an issue, but the issue should be following the rules. And the rule is that they need to recycle it. If it keeps leaking, they got to either find the leak or fix the system or in some cases replace the system. You don't want to just keep pumping a Freon in there and letting it go out into the environment. So,
right.
And I wanted to say that because there's a lot of stuff in the news today about all this energy stuff and everything. And these are some of the reasons people are going cuckoo. But the bottom line is this, Absolute Comfort Air, have them come out and troubleshoot it. There's a leak. Maybe they can fix the leak. I hope they can. Then she doesn't have to buy a new unit. The leak can be in a place where it can't be fixed like it was with mine on my condensing coil where I had to buy a new outside unit for that system. It depends where the leak is. It could be the evaporator coil, which will be less of a cost for her. And you can just replace a part or piece. You don't have to replace the entire unit itself unless it's just so old it's just not worth it. And when I say old, I'm talking 20-plus years.
Yeah, it's probably 20-plus years.
Okay, and if it needs an evaporator coil or a condensing unit, you might as well just... Remember, the air conditioning system is the evaporator coil and the condensing unit. It's not the furnace. Okay. It's not the fan motor. You can keep that if it's in good shape. Or you can replace just those two pieces or just one of those two pieces like I did on my unit. My unit's 20 years old, and I just put a new condenser out there. And I eventually will need a new evaporator, but I'm going to wait until it's finally gone. And I just stayed with the same refrigerant. But as far as that goes, Absolute Comfort Air will give her options, whatever they may be. But to have whoever's going out there just filling it up and it's leaking out in 4 weeks or 6 weeks or even 8 weeks, that's not right.
Yes, very uncomfortable. I told
her
you need to stop using these people.
I agree.
Taking their money.
They need to fix it, not patch it.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, if they can fix it, great. It doesn't have to be new to be fixed. I've got a 66 Mustang I put shocks on yesterday. But, at least get it fixed. Don't just try to duct tape the shock open. It's not going to work.
Okay.
Okay.
So Absolute
Comfort Air.
Okay.
And remember, you can find these people at homeshowradio.com. All their phone numbers and everything are there, so it's easy. You won't get stuck with an Absolute Comfort Air system or somebody that sounds like it but is not the same people. Comfort Air, go to homeshowradio.com. They're there for us. That goes for all of the people I talk about because there are, you can have gorilla and you can have gorilla. It sounds the same. One's spelt with a U-E, is it, and one's spelt with an O-R. There are gorillas and the Sandinistas, and then you have the gorillas. So you've got to be careful with the spelling, and you've got to go to the people we really talk about. And unless you get the phone number directly from me, a name really isn't enough. Go to homeshowradio.com. Don't be fooled by the imitators. If you call a company and say, are you the people advertised on Tom's show? They're going to say yes. They won't even know whose Tom's show is. They're just going to say yes and keep you on the phone. All right, Certified Home Show Pro that's been with us for, I don't know, 100 years? So long. Been in business forever. In fact, I was in a store the other day, and some guy, hey, you're Tom Tynan. And we started talking. He started talking about Jim Fiume. How he sat on a bus with a guy, and they went gambling. I don't know. He was giving me this story. I'm going, well, that's cool. Jim Fiume's the owner of Gulf Coast Windows, by the way. And, you know, it's a small world. But, you know, this show is all geared for Houston. And, you know, you do something for 32 years in this town and you get to know a lot of people. And I'm glad I got to know Jim Fiume, who's, he didn't go anywhere. He's still here. But he has been running Gulf Coast Windows, I don't know, 30, 40 years now. He was one of the original, if not the original, window installer. Now, he's got the number one replacement window replacement company in Houston. Number one in Houston. And that's what matters is local. Because I don't care if some people say, well, we're number one in Texas, but you could be number five in Houston. I don't want to know number one in the whole state. I want to know who's number one right here that I'm going to call. And that's what you're going to get with Gulf Coast Windows. They have a window for everybody. They have all different lines of windows. Their installers are trained and true to their work. The financing plans they have are, you can go up to 6 years, no interest. Sometimes window replacement can be expensive, but if you can stretch it out, it's not so bad. And then, of course, you get the longest and strongest warranties in the business. Gulf Coast Windows. Give them a call at 713-849-5454. They are the certified home show pro of window replacement. 713? Oh, well, no, we're not taking any more calls. We're going to talk to Mike here. Mike, you're on Home Show Radio.
Morning, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, I want to repaint the kitchen cabinet doors. I need to use an oil-based paint for that, right?
Yes, I think you should.
All right, thank you very much. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Oh, you're welcome, Mike. That was a short call, but that's okay. Yeah, anytime you do woodwork inside a home, I still say oil-based. It gives you a harder finish. There are latexes out there, water-based paints, that say, oh, well, they're enamel. They can be used. No, we're good. I'm going to start closing out the show. So, but thank you, Will. But Will's just trying to jump ahead of the game. I don't know what he says to me half the time. Will's our producer. Anyway, when you get into the sheetrock, then you're going to be using the latex paints. When you get into woodwork, and this is on the inside of the home now, you're going to get into oil-based paints because the finish is harder. If you put a latex on woodwork, and it starts to chip, it'll peel off like a skin of a vinyl, just like a vinyl glove. And you're never going to get it all off to repaint it again. If you already have that on there and you're going to go back and paint over it, don't sand it. Just wipe it with a deglosser, and then you can put an oil base on top of the latex. It will stick. It will hold after you degloss it. If you're ever going to, you know, paint a wall, then you wash it with water. You don't use a deglosser because that's a latex. So for prepping any kind of oil paint going on something, you use a liquid deglosser. For prepping any kind of water base that's going on something, you only use a soap and water, just a water base. You don't use the deglosser. Remember that. On the outside of the home, you can't use oil-based paints anymore because they have vegetable oils in them, and they'll turn black and moldy, and you'll think, oh, you have the biggest mold problem in the world. It has nothing to do with mold problem as far as the kind of mold problem you would think. It's that you have a food in that paint and you'll get some organic growth and it's just a horrible look. So the oil-based paints for the outside are pretty much totally at this point, not 100, but almost totally eliminated with the new products they have out today for exterior. But interior, the rules still sit the same. And remember this when you do walls on the inside, if you're a wall washer, get an eggshell paint. If you're a wall toucher-upper like we are at my house, my wife will go around once in a while with a paintbrush, and we use a flat paint on the walls so it'll blend when she goes and touches up. And we can still touch up paint that's 20 years old, and I kept the paint in little containers in the garage, and the paint is still good as long as it doesn't get frozen. And it works out real well for us that way too. But there's some painting tips you can get into when you start to paint. But cleaning and prepping is the most important thing. The painting part, if you choose the right product, can go pretty easy. It's all the prep and it's cleaning. You've got to clean. You can't just paint over dirt. And so many people say you can, and you just really shouldn't do that. It needs to be wiped. Yes, that I said it. It needs to be wiped first, okay? All right, there we are. Going to end the show with some painting tips and a little tip about next weekend, which is the SciFair Home and Garden Show. I'll be out there. If you want to come and visit, please do. After my show on Saturday and my show on Sunday, I'll be doing them live out there. I just can't talk to you when I'm on the air. But after the show, if you have questions, you want to come talk to me, I'd like to see you and just say hello. There's a lot of people out there, all kinds of new products and services. Over 200 businesses will be at this one. This is one of the bigger ones. And it's a nice, it's free parking and stuff. You can get a, go to our website, homeshowradio.com, and I do believe we have a reduced ticket. You can $2 off. There you go. Off admission right now. You can get your ticket pre-bought, and you're in good shape there. It's the 12th annual SciFair Home and Garden Show at the Barry Center. And it's next weekend, February 16th and 17th. And Dr. Lori, the star appraiser of Discovery Channel's hit show, The Auction Kings, and the History Channel's Curse of Oak Island. There is a Knights Templar, Knights Templar. By the way, I'm a Knights Templar. My family goes back, bloodline to Knights Templar. Yes, and we have our monastery in Ireland where we had to run in 1307, and in 1309 it was established in Tynan, Ireland. So I can talk about Knights Templars all day long. And she does, and the Curse of Oak Island. And you can, she can appraise these things and tell you if they're fake, so it's a lot of fun. Bring your collectibles out and see her. We'll find, you'll hear more about it as we get there. And when I get on the air next Saturday morning, I'll be much more in tune to what's going on because I'll have all the stuff in front of me, the businesses that are there, some of our certified home show pros that are there, and we want to see you there also. So put that on your calendar for the 12th annual SciFair Home and Garden Show at the Barry Center.
Thanks for making Home Show Radio Houston's trusted source for home improvement tips and advice. Tom Tynan's opinions are his own and do not necessarily reflect those of Sports Radio 610, sponsors, or Mojer Media. Remember, Tom is always on at homeshowradio.com. Questions and answers, tips and videos, our podcast too, all free, all for you at homeshowradio.com.